There is so much excitement around getting pregnant, thinking of names and nursery colors and all those tiny little baby clothes. But before you actually become pregnant, there are a number of steps you can take to ensure your body is ready for that journey. So today we are talking to Jennifer Denchy, an OBGYN specialist at Upland Hills Health, who will share some tips on how to make healthier lifestyle choices before getting pregnant. This is the Inspire Health Podcast from Upland Hills Health. I'm your host, Caitlin White. So Jennifer, when we're talking about preconception care, what are some ways we can prepare our bodies for a possible pregnancy?
So optimizing our patient's health or mom's health can really set us up to have as healthy of a pregnancy as we can, which helps us with outcomes in the babies as well. So having an appointment with your physician, whether it's your OBGYN or sometimes even your primary care doctor before having a pregnancy, can help set the road for that.
Now, when it comes to screenings, what types are available and what should we be screening for before we consider getting pregnant?
One thing is just to review your health in general. Check in on any chronic conditions you have, especially things like diabetes and thyroid disease, your blood pressure, because optimizing those health conditions can set you up to have a much healthier pregnancy. Other things that we look at are your family history. If you have any inheritable conditions in the family, sometimes seeing a genetic counselor can be beneficial, or just having carrier screening in general. There's a couple conditions that we recommend screening all of our moms or our patients who are intending to become mothers to see if there's something they could pass on to the baby.
Now, what about the medications we are taking? Are there certain things that we should go off of or no?
Often, if you're already on medications, it's good to review those to see if they are safe in pregnancy. And if not, or sometimes they're safer medications to be on. So it's good to review that with either an OBGYN or your physician that you're following for your condition, whether it be diabetes or high blood pressure. Sometimes those medications can be optimize as far as dosage, or you can be on a different medication that might be safer during a pregnancy.
Is there anything about my diet that I could change? Are there foods that are better?
In general, we just want patients to be eating a healthy diet. So lots of fruits and vegetables, lean meats, lower on sweets, and not necessarily carb restricting at all, but just a lot of us tend to eat more than we need in that area. So just a generally a healthy diet and exercise 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, like we recommend for all patients in general. Otherwise, we want to be conscious of things like substance use, you know, for how often we're consuming alcohol. Certainly, you don't have to be totally abstinent of those things when you're planning a pregnancy. But if it's something that you're using frequently, you might try to modify that as you're moving toward getting pregnant.
Now, I feel like I've heard so much about prenatal vitamins. Are those actually as important as it seems? And what are in them?
So the most important thing before pregnancy starts is folic acid. And so that is contained in all prenatal vitamins, and it's available separately as well. So before pregnancy starts, that is the most important thing to make sure that you're adding to a vitamin regimen. Otherwise, prenatal vitamins have things like calcium and iron are some of the main things that help support growing a pregnancy. So those are more important after you become pregnant.
Are there ways we can boost our fertility if we're having some issues getting pregnant?
A lot of that depends on your medical history or your menstrual cycle and your history of, I mean, whether or not you've been pregnant before. So those are definitely things that are good to talk to your OBGYN about prior to pregnancy, or if you have any concerns with that. If you, for example, don't have a regular menstrual cycle, if it's unpredictable, or if you have had difficulty getting pregnant so far.
Now, wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to add for couples who might be trying to embark on their pregnancy journey soon?
So I guess I would just reiterate that concentrating on your health is a really important part of pre-pregnancy care. There's a lot of medical conditions that can affect early pregnancy that patients aren't aware of, which is why this is such a topic that's so important to me. It can also be a stressful time for patients. So I think having a visit with a provider beforehand can help ease some of their concerns or kind of help with timeline. If some people think that there is something wrong with them if they haven't gotten pregnant in the first few months of attempting to do so, it's really not often. It can take many months to get pregnant, and there's often nothing unnecessarily unusual about that.
Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for this important information and for taking the time out of your day to share it with us. To make an appointment or find out more information, you can call 608-930-8000. That's 608-930-8000. Or check us out online at uplandhillshealth.org. This is the Inspire Health Podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin White. Stay well.